B'siyata d'shmaya Adonai sfasai tiftach ufi agid tehilasecha. We know that the Torah sources refer to Hashem and the Torah as one. One of the most potent things that we can do in our endeavor to connect to Hashem is to learn Torah. The Gemara, as outlined by the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, also teaches us that even if one does not have this high motive of just connecting to Hashem and learning the Torah just because He commanded us to, even if one is learning for some personal motive to some degree, for example, one feels that they will receive more honor from other people if they know more Torah, or for whatever other similar personal agenda, nevertheless, we are still encouraged to learn the Torah even for the wrong reason, because eventually we will come to learning the Torah for the right reason. Of course, ideally, we aim to learn the Torah for the absolute right reason, just to connect to Hashem. I once came across a great analogy that helps digest this concept. There was an individual who bought a microwave oven from an electronics store. Before leaving the store, the individual asked the store owner to please give him a good overview of how to work this microwave with all its details. After his crash course, the microwave was packed away in the box and the individual went home. When he pulled out the microwave, he started doing exactly what the shop owner had showed him, but nevertheless, he could not get the microwave to work. Because of that, he returned to the store and said to the store owner, "I don't understand. I am doing everything you told me, but I can't get this microwave to work. There must be a fault in the machine." And the store owner says to him, "Please show me what you're doing and let's try work it out." So the man touches all the buttons to make the microwave work and he does everything right, but it still doesn't work. And the store owner says, "You've done everything right, but you've just forgotten one thing. You forgot to plug in the machine." When we learn Torah, even if we are not plugged in that connection with Hashem, we are still advised to learn the Torah because the potency of Torah is so strong that eventually it will lead us to be able to be plugged in and connect to Hashem in the right way. However, even today, we can all make our effort to bridge that gap of Torah learning and connection with Hashem. And again, the answer to all questions and the solution to all problems. We all have the opportunity to talk to Hashem. In fact, there is a prescribed prayer that the halacha outlines for us to say before we learn Torah and after we learn Torah. And in that prayer, we pray to Hashem for success in our Torah learning beforehand, and we thank Hashem thereafter for the Torah learning and success that He gave us in our Torah endeavor. In addition to those prescribed prayers, we all have the opportunity on a constant basis to say, "Master of the universe, Hashem, my Father, I am currently about to learn Torah. I am going to try my best to understand the wisdom in your true perspective, in the only true perspective that exists. But Hashem, I ask you, sometimes I get involved in the technical details, which I am supposed to, because that is the mitzvah of Torah learning. But Hashem, sometimes it's difficult to bridge the gap and feel a strong connection to you as if we're bonding together as a result of my Torah learning. Please, Hashem, help me to be plugged in. Help me to really and truly connect to you and feel that connection to you whilst I am learning your Torah." What a privilege we each have on a constant basis to learn Hashem's Torah and to connect with Hashem.